Hello there, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dangerously Diverse, the show where we talk about absolutely nothing, but somehow everything at the exact same damn time. Today is a special event. It is number one, our 10th episode, and two, it's fucking Halloween! Break out the candy corn, and don't watch anime, because it's fucking garbage. We're going to be talking about a lot today. Halloween Kills. Dune. And a lot of Halloween stuff. So buckle up!
Welcome, guys. Like you said, this is our 10th episode, and you'll probably be watching this on Sunday. So it's Halloween.
Eating any razor blades in your candy.
We got Master Chief in the building, you know, exposed. You don't got the helmet on, so true identity revealed. And for all my anime fans out there, Mangekyo Shoujo. All right.
He just wanted to do that. Shit. All right, so
I got my wig messed
up. We have been away for a little bit, about a week or two, correct? When's the last time we put a podcast?
It's been a week. About a week. I just checked it today. It's been a week.
About a week. So how you been? What you been doing?
What's been new, bro? Last time we did it was a week ago.
Last time we did this, we've hung out since then, obviously. Yeah. We've uploaded a video, which you guys are killing the bean video. 41 views last time I checked it.
Last time I checked it, it was at 60.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Good. Hey,
shout out
to
y'all.
Thank you very much. But, I think we need to do another bean video.
Actually, you said no. If it got 20 likes, we're gonna eat the hot ones, and it's at 19 likes.
No fucking way.
No, it's not.
Exactly. You're not gonna like me. No.
Oh, man.
No. Just no. No.
Well, what's been up since then?
Yeah, what's up with you?
What'd I do?
Let the people know. Let the people know what we've been doing.
You know, back to the grind as always, back to the 9 to 5 until, you know, we get paid for this, but
working out and
yeah,
stuff like that.
Gym as always. I actually went to go see Halloween Kills, as you just said we're gonna talk about.
Yeah.
I paid for it like an idiot and he watched it for free. So regardless, we both watched it, so we're gonna discuss
but
that.
But don't let that discourage you. See, if you wanna see it in cinemas, go see it. See it, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm gonna recommend not to see that thing in cinemas. Peacock. That's all that's on right now, right?
Peacock. Yeah, it's Peacock.
Just peacock it, I'm gonna be honest. We'll get into it more, but just peacock it.
I'm back to work after a short stint of being out, and I'm back out of work again thus far.
Yeah, I don't think they even
I lost
knew
my
that
badge
you.
On a flight to Houston.
Yeah, I, don't
I wasn't on the flight to Houston. I put bags on the flight to Houston, and my badge fell off the lanyard, so
we got an irresponsible guy in the building. Somebody
listen,
get him a new job, aka this one's our payments.
Just give me a new badge. That's all I need. I'm good.
So are you, like, out of work until you get the badge?
Well, it doesn't matter because it's probably back in Philly right now. I just got to check my work email.
You worked yesterday, right? Yeah. You sent it to me yesterday, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
it happened
you,
yesterday. Okay,
like,
yeah.
Exactly when I
don't know why I thought it happened.
Dude, Monday. It happened at, like, 6, and I waited for them. They sent the email and everything over to Austin, and they were like, oh, yeah, like, this guy, like, his badge is over there. Like, all right, they have to escort you out the building. So a manager has to walk with you, like, a... Like, remember how I told you someone had to escort me to the bathroom
I thought you were just saying that.
No,
someone really escorted you.
Legitimately, because if you don't have your badge to swipe the things, you have to have someone to escort you out of the building.
That's wild as shit.
They do that for when you don't have your badge and you come in to get a new badge, when you're coming in for hiring, when you're doing this, when you're doing that, and when you get fired. So when you see someone getting escorted, you don't know what it's for.
Honestly, I thought you were going to say you got fired.
No.
I'm like, fuck.
God, no.
My man came back to work in the first 2 days back. Just, yeah.
Literally, my first 2 days. And then the day before, I went home early because I was like, we were doing the thing where we take the gate out. Like, what the fuck is it called? Pushing out the plane. We're pushing out the plane, and I was holding the little, like, X up and everything like that to, like, let the pilots know not to, like, go because they'll run over somebody. So I was sitting there, and it was rain. And all of a sudden, it started, like, torrential downpouring on me, right? Next thing you know, the little pin on the tow bar thing breaks. And we, like, have to sit there. And then all of a sudden, like, shit starts getting real intense. Second fucking monsoon comes along. Wind's going. I'm getting hit with, like, jet engine, like, blast from the back. I'm like, it's moving me. and there's like an engine running right in front of me. So if I move too close, yeah, you know what happens?
Right.
Next, you know, some dude comes pulling up in a tug. He's like, get in.
Get
he's
in.
Like, he's like, the ramp's closed. There's like,
you're
like, yeah, I was like that Call of Duty. I feel like I was on a mission, Call of Duty. But so they get me in there. They're like, all right, you're going to go home. They're like, I'm going to get them to like send you home, and got me to send them home. So it's the union
it was more of like a, you were having a little, not a bad day because you were doing bad. It's just like,
I was doing what I was told to do, and then inadvertently doing what I was told to do. Yeah, they never told me what to do as far as like, what was going on.
Catastrophe happens.
Yeah, because the lead was put on, the lead was put on another flight, so no one was able to tell me like the ramp was closed or whatever like that. The other coworker I had never told me the ramp was closed, so...
That shit sounds terrifying, low-key.
I was all soaking wet, and, yeah, I got to go home early that day, but I got full pay for the day. I got 2 hours early off, actually. 2 hours off early, got full pay. Same thing with yesterday, too.
I mean, it's like a, what, an hour and a half drive, though?
That's like 2 days out. It's like, about an hour.
Yeah, it sucks still, though.
Well, a little less, actually, now that I moved closer, but... Well, no, it's, I mean, listen, I got full pay. I got, like, the full pay for the day. You know what I mean? So, like, I got, like, the full $18 or whatever like that it is for an hour for every... Well, it's whatever it is for, like, 4 hours of, like, $18 an hour. I'm bad at math. But regardless of that fact,
pretty intense. I'm not going to lie.
Listen, it's been an interesting week back at work. I went back on last Friday, and Monday and Tuesday came along, and... I either did something incredibly right or incredibly wrong because I was able to get out of work 2 hours early, two days in a row, and I was so happy that it happened on my Friday. I was sitting there thinking to myself, I'm like, what are the fucking chances? Two days in a row.
I mean, I didn't. Honestly,
that was pretty scary.
Yeah, that sounds intense. I wish I had something like that.
It was like a final destination.
No, I mean, I want something like that, but...
It was like a final destination.
Yeah, that just sounds scary. You're like, get in!
Well, it wasn't as intense. The rain made it intense.
Yeah,
it
probably was
like, and, like, I saw this plane, like, coming towards me. I'm like, does he fucking see me or not?
Probably didn't see you.
Because if he doesn't see me with these fucking wands up, and they're lit up, mind you, they're lit up, like, you're holding them up, but if the plane behind me doesn't see me, I'm fucking bolting. Like, there was nowhere for me to go. At that point where I was like, fuck, I'm about to just run away.
At that point,
I'm saying,
fuck the plane. You're like, I'm out.
But listen, due to my dedication, I got to go home 2 hours early with full pay.
Oh, that sounds so bad. Dedicated to the 9 to 5.
I wasn't, no, well, listen, I'm not dedicated. Trust me. I was, they literally were like, do you want to go home? I'm like, yes.
Why did you ask me a question? Tell me to leave.
This guy said... I am to go home. I will not stand for this. I want to go home.
That's how I should have went, honestly.
Yeah.
What do you...
Well, no, that's what it was, basically. The guy went in. He was like, listen, he was still out there holding the X when all this shit was going down. No one told him to, like, leave the ramp and everything because the flight was, like, delayed, still sitting there.
Oh, my gosh. Do you want to go home?
Yeah. They're like, oh, our bad. I'm like, damn, fucking right, you're bad.
You want
to
go home?
I didn't say that to him, but, you know.
Who said I wanted to stay?
Who said I didn't want full pay? What are you trying to get into?
What the airplane driver trying to get into? What the pilot trying to get into?
Who said I was fired? Who said it was anything about being fired?
Oh my god.
You fired?
I wish I had experiences like, I need to start having experiences over the weekend so I could come and be like, yeah, bro, I wrestled a lion last Saturday.
Other than that, I don't have any other, like, sort of experiences like that. Like,
bro, I have no experiences.
This is literally one time in, like, the week that I, like, had an experience at work that was, like, worth talking about. There is something else I could talk about as far as work goes, but I'm pretty sure that once I say it, and if this gets big enough,
I feel like
then
I know it is
I'm pretty sure. I really don't want to be like.
Does it involve? I'm not gonna say too much, but it involves.
Transferring?
No, you ain't telling me that.
No, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about? I thought you were gonna say it involved.
You changed him out. You fired.
I thought you were gonna say it involves something with a person, another human being, and you being mad at work. You did tell me something about you was at work and then, I can't really say too much.
I didn't hit anybody.
No, I wasn't talking about that.
It doesn't involve me and another person.
Okay. Because you did tell me there were to be your
life. It doesn't involve me and another person. It involves me and an inanimate object.
Yes. You told me that.
Okay.
But you told me the reason you did this to this inanimate object. I don't know what word I just said, but...
No. Yeah. You're talking about this past week. Okay. Yeah. I thought you were talking about the other thing.
No, no.
I thought you were talking about the other thing. Just like the general... Okay, yeah, no. Let's not talk about that. We're good.
Yeah, I don't know. We're not going to disclose that information.
Anyway, but listen. We bullshitted about this enough. Let's talk about Halloween Kills. Evil dies tonight! Evil dies tonight!
Spoiler.
Evil dies tonight!
They really did chant that.
Evil dies!
Spoiler alert. Evil did not die that night.
I saw a lot of sad sex died that night.
It was a lot of
dumbasses. A lot of dumbasses died that night. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
A lot of dumbasses died that night.
Alright.
R.I.P. dumbasses.
Where do we want to start with it? You want to...
I mean,
you just want to do it how
the movie runs at a pretty breakneck pace. Honestly, shout out to Danny McBride for making these movies happen too, because it's him and the dude who directed this one. Like, it's them. It's their like, it's at their behest that this reboot, like sort of like not re, kind of soft reboot
it is
in a way. It's the true sequel to the first one. Danny McBride and the dude who directed this are responsible for it. And actually, all three of them. They're responsible for Halloween, Halloween Kills, and Halloween Ends, which comes out next year, I believe. So, it starts off right where the last movie left off. Except not.
Yeah, they kind of give you... It starts off how the first movie started off. Because when the first movie started off, we see Mike in... jail already, and they kind of started this off by him. They show you him getting arrested and all that again, and they're like, "This is what happened after the fact." And
well, yeah, okay. So, but at first we see the dude.
Honestly,
one dude dies. So the cop who got stabbed by the psychiatrist in the last movie, right? Remember, he was like gonna kill Michael Myers, but then the psychiatrist. Like went crazy. Turns out he was a crazy dude, and he stabbed the cop. And
the balding dude.
Yeah. He stabbed that dude, Hawkins.
Yeah,
Hawkins. So, what's her name? Jamie Lee Curtis's granddaughter is her boyfriend finds Hawkins, the cop dude, with his like neck stabbed or whatever like that. He finds him bleeding out. And he calls the cops and stuff. And then that's when we get the flashback of Michael Myers getting arrested at the Myers house that night.
Bro, I'm going to be honest. For the first, like, 30 minutes of the movie, it's a flashback, pretty much.
And
the
movie really, doesn't But it looks really good.
Yeah, it looks good. But the movie didn't start till like, 30 minutes.
I really wish they'd make movies with that aesthetic.
Yeah, that's
like, that
70s, good,
like, 80s, like, aesthetic. Dude, it's so fucking good. Like, it looks so good.
Horror movies, well, the old horror movies.
It's definitely, like, that's, like, definitely a specific sort of thing. But I really enjoy that.
Yeah, the old horror movies typically had that kind of style. Like,
well, that was because, like, the film and stuff like that back then. Like,
that's how they could
film,
be.
But, but, like, that's, like, it's funny because that's become, like, a thing.
Now
like,
it's a
oh,
thing
my
to...
God, like, I really wish we could have a movie in that view, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so first 30 minutes was a recap, pretty much. And then after that 30 minutes, they show how the last one ended of the house on fire. And the firemen finally pull up, and they're like, "Oh, it's a house on fire! Let's
put
it." Yeah, they're trying to put the fire out like idiots.
She's just like, whatchamacallit? She's like the mayor from.
Oh yeah, Jamie Lee was saying that in the ambulance too.
Let it burn! She's like the mayor from The Lorax. Let it die, let it die.
Exactly.
She's like, let it burn, let it
burn. Yeah, that's exactly. Come on, burn. Shout out Usher. But she really was screaming it, and then they were in there trying to put the fire out. They're trying to put the fire out. One of the firemen
falls
down.
This
is faulty floor.
Falls through the floor. It's burning wood, so obviously it's gonna fucking break. You know, it's not like reinforced barbed wire.
I thought they got there quick enough. But
anyway,
He falls through the floor, and then
Michael Myers kills him, kills another dude, kills all the firefighters out there wielding an axe.
He was fucking going crazy.
Which, if you've seen the movie, you'll recognize that scene as the thumbnail from the Dangerously Hot, or whatever it was, the hot chip challenge. I used the still from that, and I put the chip box over Michael Myers' face. So, yeah, it was... We were in the future there. You know what I mean?
That's just Mike. That's one thing I'll say about this film.
He was doing his thing. Put in that work.
He was doing his thing.
Can you hear me water over there, quick?
Of course, my good sir.
Thank you very much. But yeah, he was putting his
work. Yeah, Mike was being Mike. This is probably the most I've seen him kill ever. Like in any movie he's been in.
Not a lot of people, but I've heard people had like a problem with that too.
I was enjoying it. I was loving every second of it.
Yeah, like I heard people had a problem with it, and I'm just like, why? You know what you're getting into.
You want to get controversial real quick? You want to get dangerous off the rip?
What are we getting dangerous?
In the movie?
He had a very dangerous and diverse cast of kills.
That's what I was going to get into.
He killed a
lot
of people.
In the movie, there's, can I say a gay couple? I can say that?
Oh, I didn't think that was a problem.
No, I didn't know if there was another thing for it. You know, they don't like, some people want to call gay and all that. I like to get my stuff right.
I thought at first you were going to go with the first couple that he kills. With the light and the drone. Remember the lady? She's playing with the drone.
Oh,
I thought that's what you're going to go into.
I forgot all about that.
Big John and Little John.
That wasn't even that controversial. I was trying to get right to the...
Well, that's not even controversial. I didn't even like...
No, people were all on Twitter like complaining like the way he murdered the gay couple was like... They're like, why he gotta kill the gay couple? I promise you they were all...
He killed an interracial couple too.
That's why I was like,
but
why
don't
are y'all...
We don't get that. We don't touch that here.
I was like, why are y'all complaining?
It's a horror movie.
He's gonna kill regardless. Like, why did we get here?
Anyway.
What happened to the old days where people just get murdered?
I heard that people like that. Like, the couple who, like, lived in the Myers house now.
They liked them. Yeah,
they liked them. They're like, oh, man. Like, that was, like, oh, they're our favorite characters. I never heard that anybody had a problem with them dying.
Yeah, bro. If you, like, look at it...
They live in his, like, house and everything. Like, you know they're gonna die.
If you look into it on Twitter or look it up...
I'm not going into
I scrolled past it and I was like...
My brain
I was like, why are they mad? I guess, like, because the way he was stabbing the one that he's...
Bitch.
I was like, it's Mike Myers.
Do you see how many fucking knives he put into that old dude?
If anybody got done with the worst...
While he was alive? And that lady, too, he stabbed through the neck with
the
fluorescent light.
When he put him over the table?
Yeah, how many knives he fucking would just...
He said, bop. Yeah, this is a good
bop.
One.
Bop.
Turn around. Another one, huh? Another one.
Yeah, he was DJ Khaled with knives.
Yeah, he was DJ Khaled with knives.
Another one. He was like, don't cut yourself.
Don't cut yourself.
He's like, congratulations, you cut yourself.
How did he kill the black lady again? I forget.
It was a fluorescent light, like, through the neck.
Yeah, but...
And she was,
still
died. Alive.
Oh, yeah. I thought for some reason at the end he
I think
stabbed
it,
her again.
He did. He did something. Right? I think it was, like, the drone, too, I think. He was playing with the drone or some shit, right?
Mike's getting upgrades.
Yeah.
Mike's getting technological now.
He's gone in the Hunter Killer drones.
Yeah.
Was it the Dragonfly drones or whatever it is for the Call of Duty? The recon drones.
Yeah.
He's calling in the recon drones from Warzone. But,
If anybody got done dirty the most, it was the granddaughter's boyfriend. He got
dude!
He got it bad on
Oh my
steps.
God.
Fun fact.
Listen, all right. You know that meme with DJ Khaled when he's sitting there and he's like, and he like stands up. That was Michael Myers when everyone thought he was dead. They were like, he's finally dead. We're gonna kill him. He's like,
yeah. Start fucking walling, bro. But that guy.
Oh my god.
I don't know his acting name, but he actually plays in the TV show series on Netflix. You.
Really?
Yeah, the granddaughter.
Shows how much of a fan you are.
I don't know his name, but I like him acting.
What's his character in You? There was a You Who Watch You?
If you watch you...
Maybe you know about you. And this kid who acts on you.
Yeah.
And it was in you.
This isn't going to be no spoilers for you, but it's Loves. They don't know what I'm talking about if they watch it, but it's Loves. There's like a teenage boy in there, and she...
Okay.
She has a thing with him.
So are you saying that this guy who plays a teenage boy is in you?
Yes. He's in me.
It's like, no.
I have teenage boys in me.
Oh, God. All right. All right. No.
My
bad. You like some cookies?
This is my bad. It's the wig getting to me.
What?
But yeah, he's actually in you.
You bro. Ruined it.
But yeah, he was actually in you.
He's not in me.
No.
He's in you.
I mean, probably, but he was in you, though.
He was in you, too. Yeah.
He was in you, bro. What do you mean
he was
by
in
that?
You season two?
What do you mean by that?
So he was in you, too.
That's the band? You're talking about the band, right? You two? That one where you get an iPhone and it's automatically on your phone?
Why? That made me laugh.
What is wrong with this guy? Tell me I'm lying. Every time you get a new iPhone, leave a comment down below if you can relate. I'm sure you can. Every time you get a new iPhone, you go right to Apple Music, you see a whole playlist of YouTube.
One whole YouTube album you can't delete.
You can't delete it. It's always on here.
Fuck you, YouTube.
I promise you, I've never listened to
it. Fucking Hex.
I never listened to one song by them, so... I can't, you know, I can't really give a review on them, but, yeah.
Talentless fucking people making me spill my drink.
I got us caught off topic a little bit, but yeah, he's in you, and he got murdered the worst, I think, out of everybody.
Yeah. All right, so let's just recap the entire thing. So, spoilers for Halloween, obviously, if we didn't say off the bat. Got fucking spoiled for you. A couple kills. But anyway, So, spoilers for Halloween, because we're going to tell you what the fuck happens right now. Anyway, so, he goes on a killing spree. Everybody rushes to try to catch Michael Myers, but it's not really Michael Myers. It's a crazy dude from the asylum who survived the bus crash. He jumps off. They all realize that, man, this is what he wanted. It was a real anime moment. They're like, he made us... He turned us into monsters.
Guys, he's turning us against each other.
Oh, my God. Oh, we got a band together. We got him down. Oh, he's alive. Not possible.
Oh my gosh, bro. That part pissed me off. First of all.
But yes, alright, so.
Go ahead, yeah.
Fuck it. Look. Michael Myers goes on a killing spree. A mob corners him. He kills the mob. End of fucking story. There's going to be another movie. There's not much to tell. Just go watch it on Peacock. You got to watch one ad. Maybe an ad or two.
Probably, I don't know.
Yeah, like an ad in the beginning or whatever like that, or maybe throughout, but fucking regardless. Just go watch it on Peacock.
Let me tell you how much that part pissed me off.
But what's your favorite kills from Halloween Kills?
The favorite kills?
Mm-hmm. The three favorite kills.
Definitely the stepdaughter, not the stepdaughter, the granddaughter's, stepbrother, stepdaughter, ooh.
Anyway.
The granddaughter's boyfriend, his death on the steps.
What
rank? He was like,
1, 2, or 3? Is that kill 1, 2, or 3 for you?
2. Definitely put it at 2. Just because he was already dead and Mike was just like, just because she's down there, he was like, yeah, bitch, you see your boyfriend getting slaughtered. So, he was definitely 2 for me. 3 would be just for, like, the purpose of what's going to happen in the next movie. 3 is going to be the daughter, Jamie Lee Curtis's daughter, so his niece.
I think they're going to retcon that.
Yeah?
I don't think she's actually going to die. Because, alright, why build her up to be this, like, person who finally, like, is on board with all this and then just kill her 2 seconds later? Like, I'm fine with it. It's mainly because I don't really have a stake in this whole thing. I don't really care. But, yeah. I think there might just retcon it because there'll probably be a lot of people who are upset by it.
Oh, see, I think they're going to really kill her off. So that way Jamie Lee Curtis in the next movie is, like, enraged. And then that's going to be the last movie because then I think they're both going to kill each other, honestly. It's not going to end unless they both die.
Well, because she said that he dies when I die. I have to die.
They're going to die together.
Basically.
So I didn't know how...
It's going to be like... There's, you know that picture of, like, Shrek and Mario kissing? That gif of going around of them?
No.
You've never seen this gif? Oh, okay then. It's going to look like that, but with them stabbing each other and her pulling off his mask. Mm. Which, you technically can find out what he looks like if you just look up the cast thing. You can see what Michael Myers looks like. I mean, he's a little burnt up now, but, you know.
My,
You see him in the movie, too.
My first killing, though, it's not a person. It's just that whole part where he was killing. When they went, I don't know what they're called, but they're a little group. When they went to the park.
The mob.
Yeah, the mob. It was, there were main characters in there. So, they went to the park to go find Michael.
The villagers with pitchforks.
Yeah, they went to the park to go find Michael, and he slaughtered all of them, so. I just like
that.
When the kids were on the swings and they're like, "Yeah,
some guy
with a mask told us to come over here," and he's over there playing now.
Well, did you actually realize that he killed the kid too?
Yeah, he killed that kid. Yeah, because he had head. I was like, "Oh shit!" I was like, Mike's not playing for real.
Well, he wasn't playing in the first movie. Remember, he killed that guy and his kid.
Yeah, he did
in the first movie.
But yeah, that whole scene.
The chick goes full metal jacket and puts bricks in the pillowcase.
She's like,
he gets some bricks and goes over, whack, and like
shit didn't do nothing to him.
Just one hit and she's fucking done.
Yeah, shit.
Down for the count, and then she lives.
I like how the black girl died the worst way, and it was so easy too. She pulled the gun out, was about to shoot him, and he just kicks the door. She's like, "Yeah, bang, bang!" Shot herself. I'm like,
"Oh yeah,
fuck. The fuck."
She was shooting everything except him. It's like whenever somebody comes up against Michael Myers. They instantly become a stormtrooper.
Yeah, they just fucking can't shoot at all. Fucking, yeah, you're right. Actually, I was going to try to combat that with another one, but that's as good as you can get, the stormtroopers. What I was going to say is, besides my favorite three kills, that scene at the end pissed me off, bro. When the mob was, like, killing him.
When they were beating him up?
Yeah, first of all, they beat him down. Got him on the ground. I'm like, all right, they're about to really end Mike. Like, this is about to be the end of the movie. How? Because it's supposed to be a trilogy, but I guess it's the end of the movie somehow. Dude gets the bat and he's like, "Yeah, fuck you, Mike." Whacked him, that's it. And then the daughter stabbed him in the back, I believe. And then they were like, "Oh, he's dead." First of all, bro, I'm stabbing him in the face like 8 times to confirm he's dead.
Well, the sheriff had to get in his last couple words, you know what I mean? He had to be like, "All right, there, but you go to die.
All right, there, Michael.
You're out there, Michael. Say your last words."
Yeah, he made a couple last words. All right.
Because Michael looked up at him, and he was like...
"Which I ain't dead."
"Nah, but he just..." You gotta admit, the sheriff kind of looked like that, too. Sheriff did kind of look like that.
He did. But yeah, Michael...
He looked like he was gonna go, "Nah, but he just..." He was so like, "Michael, his curse is..." "Nah, but he just..."
Yeah, that part pissed me off, because they didn't confirm the kill. Everybody knows you gotta confirm the kill. They didn't confirm it. He got up, slaughtered everybody. Like
They never learn from Call of Duty Black Ops.
They never learn from, that movie? Zombieland, I think it is?
Double Tap?
Yeah, you gotta double
tap.
They
didn't even shoot him once in the head.
They shot him like 8 times, but it was in the body.
Body shots, exactly.
Like, bro,
it's
I'm
like
getting
Drake
that gun.
Said, "Why wear a vest when I expect you to go for the head?"
Exactly, bro. I'm getting that gun and I'm reloading it and I'm shooting him 5 times in the face. Like
Michael Myers knew. He was like, "Listen, I'm just gonna wear a bulletproof vest because
you're telling me
these
nobody
motherfuckers ain't even gonna shoot me in the head."
Yeah, I mean, I guess I think too much in the movies like this, but you're telling me nobody had the thought process to take his mask off while he's on the ground and then shoot him.
You know that, you know that mask is power. Every time he kills, it gets stronger.
Exactly. You gotta
ascend. He ascends more.
Exactly. Take that mask off, bitch. I got your power. Shoot him in the face, and then boom, Michael's dead.
"By the power of Michael,
then
I have his fucking mask."
Then boom, I throw the mask on, and I'm Mike now.
All right, but third. And what was your? That was your third.
Yeah. That was, no, the third was the daughter.
The town.
The daughter, and then first was the.
The
No, first, actually, first is the end of the movie, the mob, when they were jumping him and he slaughtered everybody. That's probably first.
That's your favorite one?
Yeah, I lie now, again. Third's not the daughter. Third is when he first came out of the burning house and he was fucking a fireman up, so.
Okay, alright. Well, I will go, number... And it was the dude. It was the... No, wasn't it the guy who shot himself? It was the boyfriend that shot himself. And then it was the black girl who's outside who got...
Nah, she was trying to shoot him when... He killed the black guy when he was in the car, still.
But what... No, he had a thing, and he was, like, getting ready to shoot, and then he, like, pop.
Damn. What happened to the black chick?
She got
I thought she was, like, walking down...
I think
and
her jaw
like,
got... Beep. I think so, yeah, I... What the fuck happened to the dude? I'm pretty sure they had the exact same...
No, he killed the black dude in the car. He was in the back seat. Didn't he, like... Something through his eye or something? I think he stabbed him through his eye, honestly.
Something. All I know is that he had the gun. He probably shot himself too.
No, she took the gun when they were...
Yeah, because
she was like, she was like, no, fuck that. And then she took it and was just shooting shit. Wasn't hitting anything.
Wasn't hitting Mike. Anyway, so... My number one would definitely have to be when he kills the dude in the flashback. He just comes up like a fucking, like an assassination. Yeah. Just fucking...
Talking about the flashback with the two cops?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, wait, no. My favorite kill is going to be when he squishes the dude's head. That's my favorite.
I mean, full Jason style right there.
Yeah, that's my favorite. That's my number one. Number two would be how he killed the dude in the flashback. Just because that was like... He was like a... I got your friend, buddy. He's like, ha-ha. And number three for me... Number three would have to be a firefighter scene.
Yeah, he fucked them up.
He was just like...
That pissed me off too, but he did his thing, so... I'm mad they were just all there like... Oh, gosh! He's my dad! Ha!
He was like... Sir, give me your hand.
Yeah, like...
He grabbed it. Ting!
Yeah.
Oh!
No way!
That weird, like, ting!
Then they showed their face up top, Michael's face up bottom. Versus.
Boom, boom, boom,
yeah, he got right on those fire.
It was a decent movie.
It was alright.
It was okay.
So after giving that little review, what do you give it out of 10? Just give it out of 10. How many Michael Myers knives do you
give? I'll give it 2 Jeff Goldblums out of 5. 2 Jeff Goldblums out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he has nothing to do with this movie.
Didn't when I was letting it slide. Me, I'll give it, I'll give it 2 Mario stars out of 5.
This is a pretty powerful stars right there, buddy. Pretty sure you might want to have to...
Yeah, it only got the 2 stars
because... Bring down that rating system a little there.
I only got the 2 stars because of the way Michael was slaughtering everybody. That's why you got the 2
those
stars.
Those are the easy ones, right?
What, the, Are you good, sir?
God, no, I'm not. Anyway, but yeah...
Yeah, the way he slaughtered people, that's why I gave it the 2 Mario stars out of 5. Besides, if he wasn't slaughtering people how he was... 1.5.
He's a slobber knocker.
He's a slobber knocker.
Oh my god. Oh my. Down goes Tommy Doyle.
Well, that's pretty much it for Halloween Kills. As you can see from the review, that 10-minute review, it wasn't all that. Like I said in the beginning, I'd save your money watching on Peacock. And if you don't have Peacock, watch it illegally. Don't tell them I said that, but
SpaceBomb.com. 1, 2, 3 movies. 1, 2, 3 movies.
Oh, what's that one site I got? I'm not gonna give them to him.
You know what's funny? During like the whole pandemic and everything, like during like the intense like beginning part of the lockdown, there was a porn website that people started posting movies on. It was like Star Wars, Ford versus Ferrari.
But it was like a porn site, but it was at the actual movies.
Yes, like full 1080p, 4K, like.
Oh, I was watching the wrong shit.
Movies. It was always in like the up and coming, or like the new. You know what I mean? Like, it was always in that, like they were just posted, so it was a lot of new movies and shit that I got to see.
Oh, I was watching the wrong movies. I was watching, like, the actual, like, Star Wars porn movies.
Oh, now see. Like, Star Wars, like, Rise of the Skywalker
Rise
and all this stuff.
Wow.
Ford versus Ferrari. Bad Boys for Life.
On a porn website.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you. One day, all of a sudden, I followed the link, and all of a sudden,
my man had the baby lotion.
Avengers Endgame.
Had the baby lotion and the tissues ready, and then, what the fuck is this?
Started watching Ford Endgame. Versus Ferrari.
You were like, Endgame?
Started watching Ford versus Ferrari. It's like, Matt Damon?
He said,
I was like, they got Christian Bale and Matt Damon for
this? He was like, alright, hold on. He's like, I'm actually intrigued.
No. Christian Bale and Matt Damon?
He said, hold on, am I on the right site?
What?
He had to look it up to see if they really did do this.
Be like, Matt Damon playing video. Ford v Ferrari. what is it rated?
This is rated
rated, I think PG-13.
No, P for porn or whatever.
PG.
Parental guidance.
13.
13. Never
Which
mind.
Which is basically
what
they
should
have just rated Halloween Kills.
It was rated R, wasn't it?
It was.
Just because of the gore.
Yeah. Which is what happened. It's funny, we're going to talk about like more horror movies and stuff before we get to talking about Dune. The ratings board and shit like that came after Friday the 13th movies hard back in the day. Like, that's the reason they all went downhill real fast is because, like, a lot of the shit that they were trying to put in there was cut. So it was, like, just... It led to, like, bad sequel after bad sequel after bad sequel, really.
So, speaking of Friday, then, I won't even say just Friday. First off, before we say Friday...
Well, the first Friday was kind of, like, flew under the radar because no one fucking knew, you know what I mean?
I was going to say...
The ratings board was pretty much, like, new at the time and or not even existent. I forget how it goes, but all I know is that those motherfuckers came down hard on the fucking Friday franchises. And we're like, listen, you're going to get a fucking an A for your rating, motherfucker, if you do not
touch it.
You're going to get an NC-17.
What's your favorite killer out of the three? Mike, Jason, Freddy. Not movies, just killers.
Killer?
Because I'm pretty sure the movies might make it different, so.
Well, all you have to go off of.
I was going
to
say.
All you have to go off of is their movies and how. And
I was
going to
say, like, okay. I'll say who's all together. Like, who scares you the most? Who?
Well, who scares me the most?
Yeah, who do you think scares you the most?
The movie Saw fucking scared me the most.
Oh, we're counting him in there, too?
If we're going with that, like, that
Saul
just scared
scare?
Me the most. Dude,
Saul's not scary
I was never scared of any other thing besides, like, you do not know this. Like, the level of, like, oh my god, thank god it's daytime. I don't care I have to go to school. I'm just glad it's daytime.
You know who scared me? Scream.
Really?
Yeah, bro. Just because my sister used to play pranks on me and she used to call me.
You want to load up Warzone and play as him right now? Load up Cold War plays him right now?
I still haven't done it yet. I updated it and everything, still haven't done it.
I've done the haunting thing.
I heard it was fire, though.
I've been doing it. It's fun. The Scream thing is really
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, that's what someone the Scream thing?
I was talking about.
That's what it's called?
I was playing as him.
What's it called?
It's called The Haunting, but Ghost of Verdansk is the thing. Dude, they had Scream, whatchamacallit? They had Scream Deathmatch, which that really was like Among Us. Not really, because essentially it was two Ghostface killers and like, I think, five players on a map, and they had to go around killing people. I thought it was gonna be like Among Us, but it wasn't.
Can't copy that. Come on now.
Yeah.
Best selling franchise since
Fortnite copied it?
So I was going to say, best-selling franchise since Fortnite.
Yeah.
Goes Fortnite Among Us, right? That's it.
Fort Among Us.
I'll slash and gash you, cut a hole in your ass.
Forts Among Us. But,
put blood on the walls, play tennis with your balls.
Anyway, what's your favorite scary movie? Just ask.
Are you talking about those?
Let us know in the comments.
You talking about
Let us know in the comments what's your favorite scary movie. You.
In general,
what's your favorite scary movie? You.
It's you, the show.
You. Yes, you watching this video right now. You. Or listening, whichever you're doing. You, yes, that's right. You specifically. Only you. What's your favorite scary movie? Let us know.
Not him.
Not that other guy listening. No. You, just you specifically. You, yes. You. Not the other. Fuck that guy. That guy probably puts razor blades in candy. But not you.
They actually faked that in Halloween Kills.
They do, yeah.
They did a fake blade in Snickers bar.
Yeah, and then that's when Michael Myers broke into their house. No. That was in the beginning. And he was like, "Do you know whose house this is? Do you know whose house this is? Have you seen my son?"
It's not the normal kids. But yeah, Scream is definitely scary for me. Just because my sister used to prank call me.
Yeah.
But you know how I used to call him and be like, "I know what you did last summer."
Never happened to me.
Oh, yeah, my sister used to do that.
Well, too. I also don't have phone service right now, so no one can prank call me. This motherfucker was gonna be like prank calling me, even though it's like coming up star 69 or something. I'm like, "Hello," and he's like, "Hello." I'm like, "Hey, Aaron, what's up? How's it going?"
It's like, "Bro, what are we recording?" Or?
You're prank calling me again.
I'm like, "Huh?
That's cool. Awesome."
I love fucking around at 40, huh?
But yeah, we got a lot to get into. I guess I would have to say, out of those three, I guess Freddy would be the most terrifying because like you can't fucking sleep.
I was gonna go there. Yeah, it's like you need to sleep. It's like you need to sleep.
Because like once you know about him, that's the thing. It's like that whole like theory of like, thoughts come from somewhere. Like you don't have an original thought. The thought comes from somewhere. So without knowing who Freddy Krueger is, essentially,
you'd be fine.
Like if you'd never heard about him, but if just by knowing about him, you are pretty much fucked. That's the scariest thing about him.
That shit is terrifying.
Is that is essentially what can happen? You know,
as soon as you go to sleep, and it's like you have to sleep because like your body needs to sleep.
We've seen what happens in those movies.
Yeah, that shit is terrifying. He's not even scary to me. It's just the fact like you can't sleep.
He's fucking ugly.
Yeah. Out of, like, just scary looking to me, probably Mike.
Well, he can just do whatever. Mm-hmm. He can make himself look like whoever he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the dream world and stuff like that. What were Freddy versus Jason, dude. Oh, my God.
It was alright.
Should have been a sequel.
It was alright to me.
It should have been a sequel.
Sequel probably would have been better.
Listen, for the time, you see, alright, you're looking at it through the lens of now. Look at it through the lens
of back then.
Of the fucking 2009.
Yeah, I'll say, yeah, back then, yeah.
Back then, yeah, like, that shit was, like, oh, my
mind-blowing, yeah.
Shit, dude, look at these effects. Because some of the, like, what did you call it? The one stunt where they go flying into the water, one of the two guys who did it, either got them nominated or they won, like, a stunt show, like, award. Like, shit. A stunt award. Like, there's a lot of shit in that that's really good. You know what I mean? But, like, it's real, like, real, just real weird to look at now.
Yeah.
But,
well,
like,
most movies
back then, you know what I mean? Because stylistically, how those franchises looked and shit, like, back then, it's, but, so, there were, like, two sequels, apparently, like, there's a bunch of scripts written for this thing, too, of, Freddy vs. Jason.
I don't think they'll do it now.
There's a bunch of them. I don't think
they'll
do it now.
They had, what, Friday the 13th in, what, 2013? That's the newest one?
That's the newest one, but you can always, like, just write that out. You
I mean,
just do away
honestly,
with
they should've.
Halloween did away with a lot of
that's
this
what I'm saying.
They should have.
They should have just not did a little fake reboot like Halloween did.
Well, they can't. They had a writer. They had, like, an issues thing.
Ah.
They had, like, a rights issue.
Game. Honestly, I feel like that would have been a Friday the 13th, but that would have probably been a better series than Halloween to me. A little trilogy?
Definitely, yeah. Yeah. If you really did like a hard reboot, you'd have to do a hard reboot for that.
Yeah.
You couldn't do like a soft reboot.
Mm-mm, I don't know then, because.
Hey, listen, just tell Danny McBride. Tell Danny McBride. He'll make it happen. He made it happen for Halloween. He'll make it happen for, what should we call it? He'll make it happen for Friday the 13th.
I don't know.
Danny McBride.
Now that I think about it, though.
Helming behind the Friday the 13th franchise.
Now I think about it, though. It's just, Friday has too much, though. Like, if they did a reboot, they couldn't reboot it way to, like, when Jason first was made. Because then they still have to make, like, four more movies.
Well, because you remember the first movie wasn't him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they probably couldn't reboot it.
Then at the end of the movie, there was, like, Weird Swampy Boy.
Weird Swampy when he first got around.
Yeah, Weird Swampy Boy. He came out and, like, got
when his face was
like
these.
Yeah,
like. Yeah. Yeah, but, Jason.
Then the second movie was actually Jason killing people.
Yeah, I guess they could pull it off then.
I mean, yeah, you'd have to go back and do like a weird like origin story type thing.
Yeah, like just in the first one. Like how they did a little 30-minute flashback on Halloween Kills, they could do that in the first one. And then do the second one and then end it. Get on it.
Don't want Dan McBride. You got your next project after Halloween ends. Go
Friday
ahead.
13th.
Don't worry about bringing out another season of The Righteous Gemstones. You don't got to worry about it. That's a show that he has on HBO. Yeah.
Oh, all right, just do Friday then.
Yeah, just do Friday the 13th, man. Let's talk about Dune. Dune. It's a sand planet. Oscar Isaacs. Dave Bautista. Josh Brolin.
Zendaya.
Javier Bardem. There's a lot of people. The Polka Dot Man. Dr. Selvig from Thor.
What was the son's name?
Paul, the most basic fucking name in a sea of non-basic names.
For some reason, he's giving me real, like, real, I can't remember the actor's name either.
Tom Hiddleston?
Nah.
He looks like Tom Hiddleston.
Nah, he was giving me, like, real, like, Kylo Ren vibes.
Adam Driver?
Yeah. For some reason, I was like, I could see him being in Star Wars. He was giving me that weird, like, you know, Adam Driver's always, like, giving you that head down nod, like.
Well, Adam Driver was just a Kylo Ren was just like a pouty kid.
Paul was a little pouty in the beginning.
Yeah, but Paul
also haven't finished it, so.
Well, I'm saying like, look wise, like,
look,
just how he looks.
It's
like,
probably just the hair for me.
Even the hair was more Tom Hiddleston. That was not Kylo Ren hair at all.
It was close enough. It's a little shorter.
Get out of here! You didn't even finish the movie.
I didn't.
So he doesn't. God damn. But anyway. Nothing happens for an hour and 19 minutes.
For real?
An hour and 19 minutes. At the hour and 19 minute mark is when shit starts going down.
Okay.
There's a betrayal. Spoilers for Dune. 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 Part right. One. They're making part two.
All right, well, let me get out of here before you spoil it.
Spoilers for Dune. Spoilers for Dune. Spoilers for Dune. You ain't going nowhere. Spoilers for Dune. We're going to tell you what happens in Dune. So.
I'm really going to tell you because I didn't finish it.
Anyway. So, you've seen 40 minutes into it. Literally nothing more happens.
Oh, so you just told me an hour and 19. Yeah, I got another 30 minutes of nothing happening?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, so what happens is there's a betrayal. Somebody betrays somebody because their wife is being held hostage by... big bald man and his other bald people. Just a whole planet of bald people.
Okay, I've seen that.
Pale bald people.
Talking about Batista and all that.
Yeah, just real pale bald people. And they're dumb as fuck. Thank you for flying Air Three Stooges. Because there's like a trip, there's like a trio of them who get in a thing to take Paul and his mom out to the desert to like get eaten by a worm or whatever like that. And then they use their voice. Some weird voice chanty thingies and to make them land the plane and kill themselves and kill their friends and jump out of the fucking plane or whatever like that. And then we see Duncan Idaho, which weird fucking name, but that's, you know, that's Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
Who looks like he's gonna be in the next fucking Pirates of the Caribbean movie, by the way, when he is like in action. Because he shaves, right? He doesn't have
seen it yet.
He shaves, and then he has like a real like the pirate, like the white shirts they have,
the baggy shirts,
and like kind of like the pants too. Like this man looks like he's gonna be in a fucking pirate movie, in a pirate movie. You know what I mean? Like that's how he looks for the rest of the thing. And then he puts on his suit eventually, and then he ends up happening. A lot of people die too in this like opening sequence. I think Josh Brolin dies too in this opening sequence. He just fucking charges head in. Atreides!
Yeah,
Atreides! Atreides! Evil dies tonight! Atreides! Atreides! Oh, man. But yeah, so they go. Paul's having visions of Zendaya and other people who live in the desert.
So he's having these visions of her the whole movie?
Pretty much, yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah, it's a long fucking movie. Well, all right, think about it.
So it's really
this is a
part
whole,
two that's going to be...
This is a whole big-ass book, right? This is a whole long-ass book that nobody's going to be fucked to read. At this point, no one's ever going to read this book ever again. Everyone's going to go to see the movie, or they're going to grin, they're going to just hold their teeth, grin them real fucking hard, and watch the 1984 version of Dune.
I haven't watched that one since probably like 2000.
I've never watched that movie, thank you very much.
Damn.
And apparently, it's a good thing that I haven't, according to everybody.
That's a justice idea.
Yeah. But anyway, visually stunning. Honestly, go see it in theaters if you can. Don't sell yourself short. Go to watch it 4DX. Go to watch it in IMAX. Go to watch it in a theater. Because I watched it on HBO Max, and visually, it is made for theaters. It's one of those events that you go to the theaters and watch it. If you're not fucking broke like we are. So, you know, that's pretty much it. As far as that goes. But visually stunning. The story, you know what? It's basically Tatooine. That's what Acadis, Acaris, Akar, Sakar, whatever the fuck it's called. Tatooine. That's basically what it is. The Sand Raiders. That's what those people are,
yeah.
Basically. They're the Sand Raiders.
The Fremen.
The Fremen.
Fremen, if that's what
the Fremen. The Foreman.
The Foreskin.
The Foreman. They're all Foreman. Hey, you Foreman?
Yeah.
You the Foreman around here?
Yeah,
I'm the Foreman. Yeah,
George
I'm
Foreman.
Fucking Foreman? Foreman? That's where all his kids are.
George Foreman Grills?
That's the...
That's George, his kids right there?
That's all his kids. It's a planet full of George Foreman. That's where all his kids are. It's where all George Foreman's kids just repopulated to. All
right, so what
back in the ye olde time of 2090, George Foreman bought a planet and just it was just named that just after everyone's a Foreman because they're all related to George Foreman in some way or another.
All right.
That's all that happened. He bought the worst one though because he bought it at a discount. He was like, "Wow, I found this at a discount. It's amazing. They only wanted like 100 grills for this." Sold him a fucking desert planet. He was like, fuck, there's worms on this thing too? Damn it!
Oh yeah, I did see that in the trailer.
Yeah. But, the worms don't play as big of a part as you'd think.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, from conclusion of this, sounds like part two is going to be the one really...
Well, you got motherfuckers riding worms at the end. Sand power. Sand power.
Okay.
Sand power! That's what Poe Dameron was looking for.
Sand power?
Sand power!
Alright.
Yeah! Looking for that sand power.
I'll be looking forward to the sand power when I watch it.
Fun fact, they were sent there to die, basically. The reason why they were given that planet is because the Emperor wants them dead. Yeah. What's in the box? Pain.
The world shall know
pain. Pain. Put your hand in. Just crushes your hand a little bit. It's
okay,
like,
I did see
cares.
That. Yeah, I did see that, actually.
Yeah, that was 40 minutes in. You're
yeah,
on the planet
I'm
already,
there.
Right?
Yeah.
Has Javier Bardem come in and spit on the ground?
No.
Okay, you're not that far in then. But regardless of the fact, they get Pearl Harbored.
Whoa.
House Atreides gets Pearl Harbored on this planet. We're talking Pearl Harbored by the Pale People. It's Pale Harbor. They get Pale Harbored.
A little controversial then.
They get Pale Harbored. This is real, the real fucking pale and bald. They got no hair.
I was talking about the Pearl Harbor shit.
Oh, it's Pearl Harbor. They get snuck attack, man. They don't want to talk. They get dangerous.
Get dangerous.
But they get Pearl Harbored. They get fucking
bodied. It's Halloween, we get dangerous.
They get bodied. They get bodied. Like, a bunch of scared little bitches. You know what's scary? How fucking fat the Duke is. The Duke. He's
okay.
Scary. I'm pretty sure the Duke would just... He's like the Duke from Resident Evil 8. Basically. That's him. That's what the Duke did before going to be a Duke of that place.
He did.
Oh, and apparently they're cousins.
I know he did Resident Evil first.
Apparently
did.
They're cousins.
Who? The,
Oscar Isaacs and him. Yeah. Apparently they're related in some way. Everyone's related in some way. It's fucking Star Wars. Let's just say that. It's fucking Star Wars, people. It's fucking Star Wars. But not Star Wars. It starts off on a desert planet.
Stars.
There's a dude who has a calling. He's the one.
So how do you feel about Dune then so far? Off the first one, because you said it's going to be another one.
Honestly, I'll probably watch it. Like, I recommend seeing it in theaters because the movie lover in me is like, wow, this is a visually stunning movie. Go see it in theaters, mainly because it looks really good. I like the cast. I like everything in it. It's good. The only reason why it falls short for me is because, like, I think it's because I watched it on my TV. If I watched it in theaters, I may have gotten that, like, feeling of, like, oh, my God, this is fucking amazing. You know what I mean? Like, I may have gotten that. But I didn't see it in theaters. I saw it at home. Because I'm fucking broke. So, you know what I mean?
I got a little bit of money. I probably still wouldn't have seen it in the theaters, though.
Really?
Just because, like, you know, it wasn't really hyped up that much to go see it.
In my circle, it was hyped up. Everything that I watched, it was like, go see it in theaters. Even the dude who made the movie was like, go see it in theaters. It's made for theaters. I hope people see it the way it was meant to be seen, in theaters.
Fuck. I mean, I didn't finish it. I still got time.
Technically, yeah, you can just show up 40 minutes late.
Yeah.
So, hey, you don't even gotta be there when the movie starts.
Exactly, I just wait.
Just tell them, be like, hey, can I get a ticket for Dune? Yeah, okay, cool. Buy it. You'd be like, 40 minutes, yeah. Well, you got, like...
I mean, honestly, I'd probably watch it again.
You technically have, like, 40 plus... You got, like, 70 minutes because of the previews, like, the 30 minutes of previews in between. You know what I mean? So, you have 30 minutes of trailers and shit. And then the movie starts. So you got like 70 minutes after that time.
Damn.
Once that if the showing's at 6:10,
I should probably get there at 7:10.
You got.
No, I should probably get there at 7:20.
Yeah.
7:20.
7:20 is when you want to be in your seat.
All
right. Which is when you want to be seated.
I'm gonna pull up to the guy. And he's gonna be like, yeah, ticket. 6:10. 7:20. I already seen 44 minutes.
Be like.
He's gonna look at me like,
what? Just be like, it's 40 minutes in. He's like, you missed like 40 minutes of the movie. He'd be like, good. I've already seen it.
That's where I left.
They're like, oh, you've already seen the movie? First 40. I've already seen the first 40.
He's like, listen, man, he said it was supposed to be good in theater, so.
What? Billy, listen, director told me to go to see it in theaters, personally. He'd be like, you know the. Yeah, big fan. I love Steven Spielberg. Love Steven Abrams.
He's a big fan of you? No. He's a big fan of me.
That's not the guy who made them. It's okay. Guillermo del Lucas told me to go see it in theaters.
So, you still didn't give me your synopsis of Dune.
Peter Jackson told me to go see it in theaters. I didn't take it or leave it, honestly. Star power is in there. I want to like it, but...
So what you're saying is if you would have watched it in theaters, what would it have probably been?
Well, all right, so right now I'm giving it about, like, three and a half Jeff Goldblums out of five. If I would have saw it in theaters, probably would have been about...
Three and a half?
Four Jeff Goldblums out of five.
So this is surprisingly a lot better than Halloween Kills, then.
It's a lot better, yeah. At least for me, because I like this kind of stuff. You know what I mean? And the lead up to part two is probably going to be a lot better.
Does it like leave off with like a, not a cliffhanger, but like.
It's a cliffhanger.
Oh, it does leave off with a cliffhanger. Oh,
you see a motherfucker riding a worm.
And that's it?
And then boom. You know the scene where Zendaya kind of like looks back at him, right?
Every time he sees her?
That's the scene at the end. That's the last scene in the movie. Alright, that's the last... I asked you if you've seen the trailers, and you said yes. So I'm like, okay, you've seen all the fucking movie, basically.
Oh, damn.
Because legitimately, there's a few bits and pieces, but you see the part where they get Pearl Harbor. You don't see the part where Oscar Isaacs rips it and dies. You don't see the part where the doctor betrays him. And he tries to, like, poison the Duke, and, like, everybody dies in the room because he bites down on a tooth that the person gives him. And Paul has the ring now for House Atreides.
Okay.
I figured
that was gonna happen.
He sees a war coming.
So he is the one.
Basically, he's Neo.
He's
Space Neo. He's Space Neo. But yeah, Dune 2 coming out next year, probably, maybe not, maybe 3 years from now. Who knows?
Shit.
They probably still have all the sets left over. They're probably just like, don't dismantle that just yet. We may be having a part two. We'll keep it a couple days after.
See what he's.
But apparently, it's doing really well at the box office too. Took some notes on it. You want me to go ahead and go through some of them that I haven't gone through yet?
Sure, buddy.
All right, let's go ahead. Burn that big slimy spider-looking piece of shit. Remember when he went there to talk to him? He was like, "Don't harm him," or something like that. Remember that lady was talking to the Duke?
Yeah.
There was like a weird fucking spider thing in the beginning. Fucking burn that thing. The moment I saw it, I was like, fucking burn it! Burn it! Burn it! Long ass exposition in the beginning, probably because no one can be fucked to read the original book. Spice Baby, that's what they're after.
You're the Spice Baby.
Spice Baby. Stop. Planet of Bald People. Paracels are still in the future. Remember the dude was holding Paracel? Paracel survived.
I don't remember it now.
You know, you see them in like movies, people like Japan, the Paracels, big things. And the little drinks, little umbrellas and drinks.
Oh, okay, I got you.
The sand compactor is an extra large lightsaber. You know the thing he says is like a sand compactor? It's an extra large lightsaber looking fucking hilt. Zero action for the first hour and 19 minutes. Yeah.
Fuck.
You get an aerial tour of sand and stuff. Remember when they're
going through? Sounds very visual-tastic.
They're like, on your left over here, you'll
bunch
see...
of sand.
Left over here, you'll see a bunch of sand dunes. You'll see a worm. On your right, you'll see some dude just tripping on spices over here. The doctor is a backstabbing bastard, literally. They put this little, like, thing that goes into their little, like, force field suit things. It, like, slowly goes into Oscar Isaac's back, paralyzing him. Imperial Army Planet has some sick dubs. Because they're, like, on the thing, and the guy's like,
remix that. You gonna clip that and remix it?
Somebody do that. Somebody better than us do that, please. Jason Momoa looks like he's going to be in the next Pirates of the Caribbean with no beard. Thank you for flying Air 3 Stooges. Oscar Isaacs eats cyanide, basically. That's the poison that he munches down on and the tooth that it puts gas into the air, trying to kill the Duke and stuff. People dying left and right. Jason Momoa dies. Oscar Isaac dies. A bunch of other people die. But what happened to Josh Brolin? I missed that part. Anybody in the comments of YouTube watching this right now, please tell me what happened to Josh Brolin, because I'm not going back to watch Dune unless it's in theaters. The Dragonfly ships instead of X-Wings.
So it's still Star Wars, just...
Yeah.
A dragon instead. Dragonfly.
Oh, yeah, what's with the big space fleshlight?
Fleshlight?
You know the big circle thing they fly through? The big, like, Stargate-looking fucking thing? What's with the big space fleshlight? Arrakis is just Tatooine, and they got the Sand Raiders there. But that's about it. Oh, everything has a damn meaning, even the palm trees.
Definitely sounds
like... Everything has a fucking meaning.
Definitely sounds like, Visions now.
Yeah, everything has a meaning now, you know. This, that, and the other thing. And that's about it for me. For the notes that I took on Dune...
Damn, that makes me... Alright, so, low-key, I might just finish it in theaters now.
The action's pretty decent, honestly. Yeah, you might as well.
I was gonna say, because now, I feel like if I go to watch it on HBO Max, I'm gonna just be, like, dissatisfied. Because I'm like... Watching it, like, damn, I got 40 more minutes until something happens.
Yeah. Jason Momoa dies in a good way, though. Dude, this man fucking... He goes down swinging. He goes down fucking swinging real
hard. Sugar, we're going down swinging!
Nah, not even that. Harder. He goes out harder than that.
I ain't that loud, you know?
Yeah, that's bitch compared to him. Compared to what he's doing.
Oh, so he, that's getting me hyped to watch it now.
Oh, he goes hard in his scene.
I can imagine that combat being good, because that little hand-to-hand combat they did, what was it, hand-to-hand, they had the knives and swords.
Well, that's hand-to-hand combat, basically. It's hand-to-hand.
Yeah, hand-to-hand. In the beginning, I was like, I was like, all right. This looks like it's going to be quite an experience later in the movie. Didn't realize it was going to take an hour though later in the movie since that scene to see more of it, but...
Yeah, basically. So like an hour and 30 minutes into it, I think.
Fuck.
Close to the end, because they go into a sandstorm, and then they get onto the other side, do a little sand walk. Paul fights somebody. Paul wins. Paul's accepted into the Furman. And, yeah, that's the end of the movie. Sand power, baby! And, apparently we find out that people were trying to, restore Arrakis before they found the spice. They're trying to, like, bring the water from underneath the sands.
Oh, I gotcha, I gotcha.
So, yeah, they were trying to, like, reinvent the whole planet, make it livable. You know what I mean?
Just a sand ball.
Yeah, they try to make it livable. But, you know, they fucking stopped once they found the spice out. So that was our Dune preview, or my Dune review. He really couldn't say anything about it because he hasn't seen it.
40 minutes in.
So, you know. But anyway, yeah. Like, all right. All that I told you, it's not... I left out a lot, trust me.
Yeah.
You're going to be watching
it. I'm going to say, it sounded like you just said the whole movie.
I told you... Like, the real big portions. But everything in between that, you know, is sort of left to, like... I gave you the...
But is it needed in between that?
Yeah, in between stuff, I think, is worth it. It's
okay.
Exposition that carries a story forward. There's, like, at some point in the movie where you're like, man, I want to punch this dude in the fucking face.
Which character?
Paul.
Paul?
You just look at him like...
I fucking know it.
You're like, I just want to punch this fucking dude.
I did feel
for
like
no
that
reason.
I did feel like that
you just
already,
like look at him. And you're like, right now in this scene, he seems to have a real punchable face.
I just didn't like his attitude in the beginning, when he was like, "You will bear this ring one day, too, son." He's like, "What if I don't want to bear that ring?"
He's like, "You're talking about rings.
Who said I wanted it?
Who's getting married? You getting married? You getting married, pops? Huh?"
Yeah, just off that scene, I was like, alright, see how this is gonna go. I was like, he's not gonna want it, he's gonna... And then he had the visions of Zendaya, I'm like, he's gonna wind up trading.
Anyway... He doesn't betray anybody.
Isn't him going to the Fremen, technically?
No, because that's what his dad wants.
Oh.
His dad wants to befriend... His dad wants the sand power.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Sand power. Riding worms.
Alright, there we go. Alright, maybe I do gotta watch the in-between then.
But anyway, on to the actual fucking reason why we're doing this, Halloween.
The actual reason I have this wig on.
Halloween. The actual reason why I'm still wearing this uncomfortable thing.
Happy Halloween, as we said earlier.
So, I got some news stories lined up for us for this one. Some real scary ones. Some things that are sort of really knock you on your ass. What's scarier than your kid?
Just in general.
Finding out that your kid was having a sick rad recess because their teacher had Stony Patch kids in their board box.
What?
In North Carolina, there was a 27-year-old teacher, I forget what grade it was, had not one.
A 27-year-old
not
teacher.
Not one. But two pouches of the Stony Patch kids in the reward basket, two like a day apart. Some kid took them, and then they found another bag. And some kid was like, yeah, I was going to take those, but he took them. So I got a Dum Dum lollipop.
What the fuck?
Yep. So.
How did you find this story?
I looked up random stories. Listen, I don't find the stories. The stories find me.
What in the world?
So yeah, what do you think about that?
I don't know what the fuck to think. What in the world? What?
Yeah.
I don't know what to question first. First of all, 27-year-old teacher. She's obviously, it was a girl, right?
Yeah.
Female. She's obviously teaching like
little kids.
Yeah.
Like,
gotta be.
First grade, maybe kindergarten. I don't know. I didn't read into it.
I was gonna say.
I just literally read into the
story,
things.
And
so
I
was
like,
all right. She was arrested, Stony Patch kids twice, and yeah, that was about it. North Carolina.
Stony Patch kids.
Stony Patch kids. God. Okay. For those of you who don't know, those are the edible versions of Sour Patch kids, which is probably what the kids confuse them for.
Did they confirm? You should have read more into it, bro. Did they confirm if the kid ate it?
I guess. I don't know.
Ooh, probably. I needed an interview of that kid after he ate it.
Ah, God. It's a scary sight, though. It was probably real fucking scary, though.
I don't know. So he's a kid, right? He probably could not handle that.
That probably was a real scary fucking experience for both good parent
thing,
and
good,
child.
Good thing she got arrested.
Yeah, you don't want that happening. Because, listen, it happened once. Maybe you can be like, oh, fuck.
I don't even think it should
somehow
happen.
You know, she was packing candy in a bowl and fucking had. Regardless, it should happen.
Regardless, hell no.
Rookie mistakes here, people. Rookie mistakes.
Rookie mistakes. You gotta eat those before you come into the classroom. Come on, lady.
Yeah, regardless.
Don't
of
do
facts, don't do. GTA Trilogy, the definitive. The people over at Rockstar Games are taking time out of their busy schedules. Busy schedules to bring you GTA the Trilogy, the Definitive Edition. That is three GTA games. GTA 3, GTA Vice City, GTA San Andreas.
Tell me what study.
Now, I'm surprised they were able to do this with all the workload on their plate.
All the GTA.
How can they possibly manage to fully remaster three games
while working on
whilst in the middle
of GTAs
of sending geographical coordinate Easter eggs in GTA 5 Online?
That too.
GTA 5 Online trailers that lead to a thing that looks like the Roman numeral 6 somewhere in fucking Virginia. West Virginia, I think it is. Country Roads, Take Me Home, GTA 6, the game where I belong.
I'm gonna be honest though, those three remasters
they just look like smooth fucking polygons. I'll be honest.
They look
like the same fucking game.
It look like
GTA 4 looks better.
I'll say this, you get it for free, I don't, but
no, you get Vice City for free. Or the third one for free. We get San Andreas for free.
Oh, I thought you get all three for free.
No, we each get one. I think you guys get Vice City.
I hope it's Vice City. That's my favorite one.
I fucking hate it. I'm gonna get I got a PlayStation 4, so fuck it. You know what I mean?
I love Vice City. Which one out of the three is your favorite?
I think you get it with PlayStation Now, actually. Do you have PlayStation Now? Okay, well, I get it too then. Perks of game sharing, motherfuckers.
Damn, I just remembered I canceled it today.
Did you ever download Predator Hunting Grounds?
We'll see you next.
Damn it!
But no, you played all three of those, right? I'm assuming you've played
all
three. Which one would you say is your favorite?
Vice City. Hands fucking down.
Tommy Vercetti.
I liked all this. I never really fucking played the storyline in that game. I just.
You
it was later that I found out the fucking star cast of characters that was actually in the game. And
you,
I just like.
You were just
I just like.
Walk around.
I like the music. I like everything about it. I like everything about it. What was the other?
Last night
a
DJ saved my life.
No, not that one. What was it? Oh, my God.
I ran so far away.
Okay. We don't
want to
get copyrighted. We don't want to get copyrighted.
That's all good. It was only 5 seconds. I believe it's like a 30-second rule on YouTube, something like that. I'll look into it.
But honestly, like,
they definitely had fantastic music on that game. I used to like when you go across the
soundtracks.
I used to like when you go across a bridge and then the scene would pop up like, "Welcome to Los Santos," but then the music would still be playing. I'd be like,
you talking about San Andreas?
No, Vice City. Like, if you went across the city and went over a bridge to go to the next city, instead of just like cleanly going over the bridge, that loading screen would pop up and it would say, "Welcome to whatever city you were going to."
I thought there was only like one city in Vice City, only Vice City.
Nah, if you cross a bridge, look it up, bro. My game used to freeze whenever I was crossing a bridge, and it used to just be the song playing. That's how I knew the song so well.
Vice City Beach, Ocean Beach, Washington Beach, Vice Point, Leaf Links.
I gotta
Los Santos is not a fucking part of
it. I mean, I didn't know if it was exactly Los Santos or not, but
obviously not. It's supposed to be Florida.
Yeah, I was gonna say, but it was every time you cross the bridge, bro. I'm gonna find it, bro. I promise you. Every time I
that's
cross
the map.
I promise you, every time I crossed that bridge, it would go to a loading screen.
Maybe it was like a postcard.
That's what it was. It was like one of the little postcards that would pop up on the screen. Mm-hmm. And then the music would still be playing. I used to love that shit. And we played Billie Jean in the background. All you had to do was follow the damn train, CJ.
I'll do number nine. Number nine large.
Oh, and
man. That's actually number six extra dip.
That's actually the only GTA I didn't finish. With San Andreas. GTA, you got me hooked. I'm probably going to waste money and buy all three. Because you guys somehow always convince somebody to spend money on your games after you re-release them. So, because this is the fourth time people have been buying GTA 5, I believe. PS3, 4, 5. So that's four times GTA 5 has been released. And we're still buying it. So best believe I'm going to be buying these three.
And it is coming next month. The 11th of next month. More delays for Cyberpunk and other CD Projekt Red games, such as The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. They're delaying the release of the next-gen versions of those two games. So Cyberpunk 2077, Xbox Series X, and PlayStation 5 edition, and the that version of console for The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt are all being delayed again for whatever fucking reason. Because CD Projekt Red can't get their shit together. Do you want to do our long delayed What If review?
If I ever finish it.
I told this man to watch this. I told this man to watch that. He never fucking finishes it.
See what happened was, right?
See what happened was.
Happened was, I was like, alright, I gotta watch What If. Then what happened was, I watched you instead. I wasn't watching you, I was watching the show You, you know?
I mean,
I was watching you too, technically. Not like
you like that.
I wasn't
like
at your
documentaries
window.
About the band. you like YouTube documentaries about the band.
I wasn't watching like you.
Anyway, then
out your window.
Let's talk about Elder Scrolls 6 or GTA 6. What's the fucking difference? Both companies decide to come out with the same version of the same game for different consoles. They're competing to see who can be the longest running single video game, and how many generations of consoles that they can go through.
They're probably making it four.
Listen, probably.
They're on three right now, right?
They're on three, yeah. Because both of these games came out on the 360. Alright, one before the other, obviously. But regardless of that fact, they both came out on the 360. They both had upgrades to the Xbox One. Now they're both getting upgrades. We're talking about Elder Scrolls 5, Skyrim, by the way, for those of you who don't know. But anyway, so it started off Xbox 360, Xbox One, now Xbox Series X. It's blowing my fucking mind at how reluctant these people are to come out with a new game. Please, stop playing GTA 5. Fucking uninstall it from your consoles. Burn the discs. Burn them all. Burn your Sega Mega Drives. Burn your floppy disks with GTA 5 on them. Alright? Burn your Nintendo Entertainment Systems.
Well, goddamn.
Burn that shit. And maybe, just maybe, we'll get GTA 6 before the year 2030.
That is really why they keep just releasing the game.
Because people keep buying fucking shark cards. People keep buying shark cards and it's pissing me off.
Now you gotta think about it. This is technically some people's first time playing GTA 5.
Listen,
like
the people who played it, who weren't allowed to play it, are now allowed to play it.
Yeah, they're just now getting it for the first time.
Well, no. They weren't allowed to play it when they first got it.
They're old enough and now they're
old enough. Now they're old enough to buy it themselves.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's fucking stupid. It's really stupid. It is. That game has gone. Both the games have gone over now for like 10 years almost. I think, right? Almost 10 years. We're getting there.
2013, I would think it was.
Let's see here. When did Skyrim come out? 2011.
Well, oh, so Skyrim.
It's been 10 years.
I think GTA 5 is.
It's been 10 fucking years.
GTA 5, I'm pretty sure, was 8 years. So.
And did you know that they're coming out with the remaster of Skyrim? On the anniversary? Yep, November 11th.
There's some dickheads.
November 11th. 2021, 10 years after.
Out.
Hey, you're awake. "You're trying to cross the border," and they got you.
Classic. So they're remastering that, and GTA is remastering
GTA 5 for the third fucking time. They don't even deserve it. That was 2013 for GTA 5. 2013. You got 2 years, and that game's 10 years old.
Fuck.
Like, it's been 10 years. I have aged 10 years since Skyrim's release.
Bro, you were 13 the last time.
Dude, I was 14.
14, yeah, your birthday just passed. You were 14.
14, I was 14. No. I was 15 when, or 16 when GTA 5 came out, because that's 2013.
Oh, yeah, it's not
2011
years,
is
not
Skyrim.
Yet, yeah.
2011 is Skyrim.
Damn,
I was,
bro.
I was 14 when Skyrim came out.
Fuck.
14. That is 10 years. If you asked me back then when Skyrim came out and I was 14 and I got it and I was like all excited, I was like, oh man, yeah.
And they're like, what do you think Skyrim would be
and then
like 10
I beat
years
it,
from now?
You know, and then you beat it and you get done and everything, and all of a sudden you're like, man, I wonder when Elder Scrolls 6 is coming out. Next thing you know, 10 years later, psych! You got the wrong developer! That's the wrong developer!
The same
years and years of hard work. They gave us a teaser trailer 2 years ago. 2019.
The real question is...
E3, I think it was, or 2018 E3, whichever one it was. They gave us that fucking panning shot. You know how far they've come along in Elder Scrolls 6 since then?
Probably not.
That is how much work they've done. They had to render that entire thing, and that was it. That's the only fucking thing they have rendered for that game. You don't even know where it's set. You don't know where this is. You don't know where that is. This, that. It's just Elder Scrolls 6 coming soon. When the fuck is soon?
They got more than that than GTA 6. We ain't got shit for GTA 6.
No, they probably
have. They're probably on the same path. They're going to wait the 2 years to get to the 10 years.
No, we do have GTA 6. You know what it comes in? It comes in the form of an old Western game.
Oh, Red Dead.
Grand Theft Carriage 2. Grand Theft Carriage 2. You know, it's ridiculous. I've had it up to here. I'm tired of it.
On a different note, I'm probably gonna fold and buy this Vanguard next week.
Oh no, I am. I had my dad cancel Battlefield pre-order, and we're getting Vanguard because the zombies. The zombies looks really good.
It did.
They're gonna have Shionuma. They're gonna have a few other things, and
I can't help it, bro. It's like crack. Keep coming back.
I don't think Call of Duty's ruined lives. Maybe relationships.
It ruined a couple of controllers for me.
But it hasn't ruined your life. It hasn't thrown you. You're not like getting ready to sell like your kidneys to play, to buy some COD points.
I mean, does crack really ruin lives?
Yeah, people fucking. It's mental. People freebase.
It's mental.
What?
It's mental.
Oh my god. there you go. You're having someone dealing with problems and issues. Just tell them.
It's
all
mental.
Who said you had an addiction?
Exactly. That's how you break your addiction.
Who said
like
you had an addiction?
Just look at yourself in the mirror and be like, who said I was addicted?
He says they punch in the mirror and then you just go buy more crack. That's what happens. You scare yourself into buying more crack.
punch your mirror, get the pain in your hand, and then relieve the pain with some more crack.
Exactly. That's what happens. Don't do drugs, kids.
Don't do drugs. But no, I probably am. It's like Call of Duty. I just keep coming back to it. Can't help it.
Well, no.
I talk shit on it for the 2 months when it's going to come out, and then I buy it.
That's what every Call of Duty.
And then I wind up liking it for the first 3 months and then hating it for the next.
Well, also, because like I heard like Battlefield is, like, I was reading some stuff. It was delayed. It's supposed to have already been out by now.
Yeah.
I should be
playing it.
I should be playing it right now.
Vanguard comes up. That was my original idea. Was to
I was I too. Really was gonna hold off on getting Vanguard, and then I saw like Battlefield was pushed back. I played the beta for Battlefield, and I was like,
yeah, it was decent. It wasn't bad, but it was. Yeah, it's like I always want to go to Battlefield, but whenever I play Battlefield, it gives me that feeling of, damn, I want to play Call of Duty.
Yeah,
it's like
it's faster.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, this isn't Call of Duty.
I appreciate Battlefield, and I appreciate the long pace of the game and stuff like that. Like, I feel like it's good for streaming and shit, but I feel like Call of Duty for me is just a better, like, pace of game to play, especially for, like, what I do. And the zombies is always good, especially now that Treyarch's just doing zombies in every game. You're going to see Modern Warfare Infinity Ward featuring Treyarch zombies.
Probably from now on. I'm off it, though. I'm with it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
If you guys watched our last video, it was Man of Medan, House of Ashes just came out, actually.
Oh, yes, it did. We should play that. Do you have it?
No. I didn't feel like spending $40 on it.
My God, man. Get your priorities straight. What do you want?
Gas money or House of Ashes?
Exactly. Fuel for your car or House of Ashes. Listen, all right?
Or the dark, what is it called? Fuck.
The Dark Pictures?
Yeah, Dark Pictures.
Mythology.
Yeah, Mythology, yeah. Yeah, you're right. My bad, bro. I should have got my priorities straight.
God.
Fucking. Who needs to drive to work? Maybe just stay home.
He's not. He's not thinking of the past. He's not thinking of the pod. You know what I mean? Pod comes first.
Yeah, House of Ashes just came out. Leave a comment if you guys want to see us play more of decision based games like that. And I might buy it.
Leave a $40 tip.
I'll leave my Cash App in the bio. And
let us know. Put your DM me. DM us right down here. You see this? DM us right here. And $40 tip. We'll play some House of Ashes. We'll play House of Ashes.
We'll do a live stream of it.
We'll include you in a podcast. Also, we're making a Patreon. Yay! We're making a Patreon where we're going to include cool shit. A lot of the shit that we don't include here.
A lot of stuff we cut out that we're real dangerous with and we can't post on YouTube.
We've gotten better with that now.
Yeah, we haven't got that dangerous, but now that you got
But now that we got the Patreon.
Now we got a Patreon, I'm going to be saying dangerous
stuff. We can put, like, exclusive stuff on there and, like, exclusive episodes. So if we're like, hey, they'll also go up early on there.
How much you got it on there for? Monthly subscription
I don't know that yet, because at the time of recording this, dear Patreon supporter, I have not set a price yet, because I still have to sell the other stuff.
It won't
stuff
be that expensive, guys. Don't worry. Don't worry. Something like $25 a month.
Oh! Whoa. We're not going to go perform favors for them. We're not sending them This is
the only...
This is Patreon!
Oh, my bad. I thought it was the only things.
Oh, it's an O and an F. You know what I mean? Obviously, you know what I mean?
Subscribe to the Patreon, guys. Well, not is it subscribe or is it?
It's subscribe. It's still subscribe, it's a payment, right? It's a payment, yeah.
Subscribe to the Patreon.
Be a supporter.
Support us.
We will also mention you.
We'll be more.
We'll include people in the podcast and stuff. We'll like have people on for like little guest spots and stuff. You know what I mean? Like how they have like radio shows. Like and our next caller, and we'll have someone calling in. You know what I mean? On a Zoom and stuff, we'll get you in there. We'll talk about a topic. You can pick a topic, and then we'll talk about that topic for about half an hour to maybe an hour. Who knows? If we really like it, it may turn out to be a whole fucking episode, and that'll be thanks to you, because you just gave us free content, and you were a part of it. You were the star of the show, because you created this. You know what I mean? So, thank you very much for being a supporter. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to like, comment,
subscribe,
and subscribe.
Turn the notifications on.
Turn the bell on so you can do that. Ding. And also, if you are listening right now on iTunes or Spotify, be sure to follow on Spotify. Be sure to turn on the bell notifications. Be sure to download the episodes so you can listen to them offline. And that is it actually. That's it.